This week's parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, also Shabbat Zohar, Parsha Zohar. And usually, unless it's a leap year, Tetzaveh and Zohar go together. So it's always a challenge to try to find a connection, a theme in Parshas Tetzaveh that will fit into Parsha Zohar as well. So let's take the following approach. Pasuk says, "Vata tzaves bnei Yisrael, yichu elecha shemen zayizoch, pasis lamor lahalos ner tomit." That we command Klal Yisrael that they should take shemen zayizoch, pure oil, for the ner of the menorah. So in the Sefer Imrei Noam, one of the classical Hasidic Sfarim, discusses the pasuk in Mishlei, which we'll talk about in detail. The famous pasuk in Mishlei, on page 5, Mishlei Tesches, pasuk says, "Al tochach letz pen yisna eka." You shouldn't give mussar to a letz, to a scoffer, because he's not going to appreciate it. He'll hate you for it. Hachach l'chacham v'yaveka. Give mussar to a chacham and he'll appreciate it. In other words, to somebody to merit to give them mussar, they have to be on a madrega that you feel that they'll appreciate the mussar. They won't hate you for it. They'll realize that it's constructive for you. So al tochach letz pen yisna'eka hachachacham v'yavecha. So various svarim have another knetch on what the pasuk means. For example, there's a famous divort in the Shalach HaKadosh on page 6. Shalach HaKadosh in Devarim, Parshas Devarim. You know, in Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musa to the people. So he says like this, "Shahochicham bedivrei Musa siper ma'alosam. Havu lachem anoshim chachamim nevonim v'yiduim. Wal derech ha-pasuch al tochach leitz. Chech l'chocham v'yavecha." So he says, a different pshat. In other words, a pasuk pshat in the pasuk means you only give musa to a certain type of person who's going to appreciate the musa. The way he learns the shalom is not who you're giving musa to, but how you give the musa. Namely, in kshata rotze lochiach es echod al tomer lo kach v'kach ato garua. In other words, you don't try to rip into him and belittle him and say you're so bad, you're gornished, you're bad. Ki az yisneka v'lo yishma l'dvarecha. Meaning it's not going to be constructive if you try to belittle somebody. V'zeh shekosov al tochach letz. Meaning it's not a question of who you're giving musar to. It's how you're giving the musar. Meaning shalo tochach osa b'derech zilzul. Don't speak to him in a derogatory way, even though he perhaps did something that requires reproach, but don't speak to him and say, oh, you did a terrible thing, but rather speak to him in a positive way. Namely, Rak adarabah, tol malo chacham ato. In other words, you're a smart person, so it wasn't befitting for you to do what you did. In other words, so you put a positive spin on it. Instead of saying you're nothing, you're a gornish, what you did, it shows you're nothing. No, say to him, you're very chashuv, you're an important person, you're intelligent, and therefore what you did doesn't fit into who you really are. And that's how he says Moshe Rabbeinu would give Musa. So the Imrei Noam, a little bit different than the Shalah, says something similar on page 4. He says, It's his way of saying the pasuk. Look at the first line on page 4. Al tochach letz perish. It's similar to the shalah with a different twist. He says, Al tochich oso bezeh lomar lo shehu letz. V'osa pu'ulos ro'os. In other words, don't focus on the bad things, because he'll say, you know, maybe you have bad things too. Rak hochach l'chacham perish. Shatochich oso b'masa chacham lomer l'hog atzma b'darche chachamim v'atzadikim. That's what you should do, is give him positive mussar, meaning tell him positive things to do. Don't stress so much the negative, but tell him positive things that he could do, and hopefully mimela the negative will go away. So he says, that's pshat atata tzaves b'nei Yisrael perish. Im tirtze l'tzavos el am Yisrael l'horos l'hem darche ha-torah v'atshuva. So az yiku eilecha perish shetomer l'hem derech hazeh sheim yiku etz atzma meilecha l'lechas b'darkecha. In other words, make yourself an example for them, that they could follow what you do. Don't stress the negative of what they're doing. Say, you know, you want to learn together. In other words, bring him to you. Bring him to the positive aspects that perhaps he can emulate, instead of stressing his negative qualities, which is a similar type of idea to what the Shalah HaKadosh was saying. Now, this idea, I think, is connected in this week's parsha even further to the Big Day Kahuna, because one of the main themes of the parsha's Tetzaveh is the Big Day Kahuna, and the pasuk says Vasisa Big Day Kodesh Laron Achicha L'Chavur Ulusifars, that the Big Day Kahuna offer the splendor and glory of he who dons the Big Day Kahuna. And we know there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos on page 8 on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, in the bottom, Rabbi Yochanan L'tameid Rabbi Yochanan Kori L'mane Mechabdusi. He used to call clothing Mechabdusi. It was, clothing is the thing that brings honor to me. Because, in other words, clothing is not something, you know, that's meaningless. Clothing is important. Clothing gives dignity to the human being. So that's why it's important to dress in a dignified manner. It doesn't always mean you have to be dressed formally, but dignified. Not to dress in a way that's not dignified. And that gives dignity to the person, which ultimately is the idea of when the person is giving mussar, not to try to belittle him, but to raise him up. Like the Shalah says, tell him he's a chacham. Like the Imre Noam says, v'yikhu alecha, bring him up. And that's the proper way to give mussa. And what came to mind is Rav Aaron Cutler's pshat in the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus on page 9. We know that there are people that are pasul Eidus. Now, how do you become pasul Eidus? So either you violate a negative precept in the Torah, that Yechayev Malkus or Misa, you eat treif, you violate Shabbos. That's one type of Rasha. Rasha de lav de chomas. And then a Rasha de chomas is a person who steals. So those are the two ways to be pasul eidus. Either to be a Rasha de lav de chomas, where you violate a lav or a chiyav misa, but you're an honest fellow. And then a Rasha de chomas is somebody who is a ganef, a gazlan, etc. However, the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Eidus on page 9, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey. He said, "Chein habezuyin psulin le'edus medivrei." People who are not dignified, they're bozui. What are these? Einoshim shehochi v'ochmu b'shuk. They eat in the street with nei kol ha'am. When elush holchim arumim b'shuk, they're not totally dressed when they're outside. Shekol elu chashuvim kekelev. Ein makpidim al eid sheker. So you have these people who don't carry themselves with dignity. So the question that Rav Aaron Kotler raises is, why should that pasul yuli eidus? Bishlam, I understand someone's violating a law in the Torah. It's okay. He's the status of a Rasha. Or he's a ganef and a gazlan. So who could trust him? But here, he's just not dignified. So why should that be a reason to pasul yuli eidus? So Rav Aaron, on the bottom of page 10, explains, says, V'emes kol atzmuso shel odom u'madrigosu be'etzem hi l'fi hakarosu be'erko. V'amru chazal ochel b'shuk posel le'edus hei nifzach shabzuyim psulim le'edus v'lachor madu yi posel le'edus imenu makpid al kvodom. Hello, Efshar de Mikol Mokom, Yeshbo Yerashamayim, Velo Yishakir Beiduso. Chazin in the cave and Shehino Bozoi Baatzmo, I Efshar Lamino, Velo Sana. He says, if a person doesn't think that he's a dignified person, we can't trust his aidus. Why? Ke'ikir Nemonis, why are we mamin an aid? Who says, maybe he's lying. Why are we mamin an aid in Bezdin? So he says, "Iker nemuso aid who haherge shall ech esa dover maguna kaze va'oid sheker v'bezin sheyeshlo." There was the reason why we trust somebody is because we give everyone the benefit of the doubt that everyone has enough self dignity that they won't lie in Bezdin, because lying in Bezdin shows a lack of self dignity, and we assume that people have enough self dignity that they wouldn't lie. But if we know that this person has no dignity for himself, the way he carries himself, in a way of that he's bozui, he's not properly clothed in the public area, and he's doing things that show lack of dignity to himself, then we say, if he doesn't have any dignity, so what's to stop him from lying in Bezdin? The only reason a person wouldn't lie is because I wouldn't stoop so low to do such a thing. But if this individual doesn't have that dignity, so perhaps we can't trust him. So that's what the Torah is telling us in this week's parsha. L'chavudu l'tefaris. That every individual, even if you're not the Kohen, l'chavudu l'tefaris. Everyone wears clothing, l'chavudu l'tefaris. Kari l'manei mechabduse. And that's v'yikhu elecha. Everyone has to be brought up, not knocked down. Chochach l'chacham, like the Shalosh says, means that tell him he's a chacham, and therefore it's not befitting of what he did. But don't tell him he's a leitz. And the Imrinom says, v'yichu eilecha, bring him up. Well, so how does this tie into Amalek? So we know the Torah says, Zochar es asher asolocha Amalek v'derech v'tseischem in Mitzrayim, etc. Asher kocha v'derech v'yizonek b'chol kol hanechosholim acharech v'atah yedif yedneh v'lor yalu yomkir. So the two svarim, both by the name of Ver Moshe, that have a similar idea regarding Amalek. One is the Ver Moshe from Koznitz, I believe the son of the Koznitz of Magid, and one is the Ber Moshe of Oziv. And they both, even though they're both called Ber Moshe, and in fact, when I first saw the Vort quoted someplace, I was looking at the other Ber Moshe and I found this, but the two Svar and Ber Moshe, they both have a similar idea. We know it's known in the Svarim that Amalek is the one who doesn't believe in Ashkacha. Asher Karcha means that he takes away your enthusiasm. But these two Svarim look at it from a little bit different angle. The Ber Moshe of Koznitz on page 15. Amalek hu Yetzahara. Shor shal Amalek Asher Karcha b'derech klomer. She'oso oscha kar v'kovoi b'derech Hashem. they cool you off. But how do they cool you off? How do they cool you off? That's a common theme. Or Malik Korcha cools you off, etc. So his knech is not so much the apathy, but rather heralecha godol hachatoim va'avona shocha. Because what they try to do is they try to be marbe the lates in you, not the chacham in you, the lates in you, and say, you know, you already did so many sins, you know, and your guilt is so high, so what's it worth anymore? God lo hashpocha l'shmeish rom chachovim v'zeh hashpel oscha mata mata. And that's what Asher Karcha means. Asher Karcha means they take out the enthusiasm by showing you that you already did so much bad, then it's not worth it anymore. You know, what are you going to fix up? What are you going to fix up? And the Be'er Moshe of Oziv says the same idea with a little different twist. He says, Bore'e on page 18 on the bottom. She'amolek ha'mekarer libos b'nei Yisrael v'chashkam avuyam lavodis konam rotza l'hachshel s'odom ba'anova psula. In other words, to make a person into anova psula, and he says that's pshat v'yizanev b'cha. V'yizanev, what is zonav, is the tail. Because they want to tell you, you're the tail. You're the lowest. You already sinned. You're on the lowest madrega. You're a lates. Hayin rotza lasos chazonav ki'ilu ein charoi lavod as Hashem. But that's not true, because Kal Yisrael, what does Yisrael stand for? Li Rosh. Is the Osios Li Rosh. That we have to have the attitude, not chas v'shalom gaiva, but that we're on top. We're a chacham. We're important. We're dignified. And that he quotes so Memela Rabosai, and that's what Amalek is. Oh, so I thought, and then he points out from the Toldos, the Baal Toldos. The Baal Toldos discusses the kasha of the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah is a kasha that is a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam on page 20 in Hilchas Deis says that you should always go in the, you know, the Shvil Hazav, the Derech Beinonis. You shouldn't be extreme in a midah. Go Aderech HaYishore Hi Midah Beinonis. And then Halacha Hey, he says, Misha Medak the Glatz by Yosef Yisrache Mide Benis Ma'ad Latzad Ze O Latzad Ze Nikra Chosid. Kate said, Misha Mitzrache Migova Lev at Kseha Achron Yashofel Ruach by Yosef Nikra Chosid Zem Midas Chasidus and Yisrache Emtsa Ya'anav. Whereas, so you, the middle midah is anava. Don't get, in other words, if you have too much, you're balgaiva, and too little, maybe that's for certain people. But the midah that you should do is the midah beinonis. And he says that even by anivus. So the Lecha Mishnah asked the kasha, because in the next parak, in parak beis, he says that certain times you're not supposed to do the midah beinonis. And one of the examples is by gaiva. By gaiva, you should go to the extreme not to be a bal gaiva. So it's mamash astira. So if you look at the Lecha Mishnah, he explains that it's not astira. That in other words, the mida beinon by gaiva, the mida beinonis is anova. That is the mida beinonis. By other midos, In other words, the spectrum is much broader by gaiva and anova. So mamela, what would be considered the extreme by another mida would be a mida beinonis by anova, because the scale is greater. So it comes out that if you a noheg, what's called the extreme by either mida, that would be the beinonis by anova. Okay, whatever, you can take a look at the Lecha Mishnah. But the Toldos says that on the third column, I didn't put an arrow there, the third column on page 22, he says, Higamba anova tzorach lefomim mida beinonis v'tzorach gova ma'od ma'kamosh kosim mori sherov avonusu an some people think that they're worthless, so then they don't think their tefillah is worth anything, they don't think their learning is worth anything, etc. So Mimela, that's the idea of Beinonis, that when it comes to Anova, you have to feel you have self-worth. You can't feel that you're a zonov. You have to have, you know, chacham la'odam. You have the yikuei lecha, lechavur ul'tefaris. And that's why I label this Moshe Shapiro's guidance. Lechavur ul'tefaris is the kli melchamteinu keneged amolek, because amolek is telling us vayizonev b'cha, that you're a zonov. It's telling a korch. Shakorcha, that it doesn't pay anymore to do tshuva because you're too far gone. And that's how he explains in Noam Toldos how the Toldos answers the Rambam Stira, that when it comes to the Shem Shamayim, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have a certain level of self-confidence. In other areas, we could be more extreme in the Anova. Oh. So now I think we can understand. Very poshut. Now that we have this background and what Amolek is, based on the two bare Moshes, we can understand this beautiful Sfas Emes, and it all fits in beautifully. What was going on with the Milchamen B'Shalach? What does it say? That Moshe Rabbeinu would lift up his hands and Yisrael would win. When he puts his hands down, Amalek would win. And we know the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that when you lift up the hand, you think about the Ribono Shel Olam, so that causes you to win. And when you're not looking at the Ribono Shel Olam, then you lose. But the Sfas Emes adds on an added knach, which fits in beautifully with what we were saying. And that is, on page 27, by the arrow, he says, because of Kasher Yarin Moshe Yodo Perish Kefi HaHisromimus Kachua Nintochen LaAmalek. Because what do we say? What is Amalek all about? Amalek's all about VaYizanev Becha, to teach you that you're a nothing, you're a zonov, you're not worth it. So how do we win Amalek? By having that self-esteem, self-image, dignity, and that's Kasher Yorim Moshe. In other words, to win against Amalek, we have to have the attitude L'chavod U'L'Tefaris. Not in a Gaivadik sense, but in a way of dignity. Like Rav Aaron says, if you're not dignified and you don't think much of yourself, then you'll do anything. You'll lie in court, you'll do anything. The bzuyim apsulim le'edus. And that's why Kasher Yorin Moshe means when Klal Yisrael has that positive image in themselves, they have the hisromimus Kasher Yorim, when they're looking up, not in a gaivadik way, but in a way of confidence that I mean something, bishvili nivra olam, not in a gaivadik sense, but that what I do is significant, then the Gavar Yisrael. Then Amalek is put away. And And that, I think, is, you know, we're not here, we don't have, you know, Amalek. Well, there's different opinions whether we have Amalek Bismanazah, we don't have Amalek Bismanazah, but we're not, you know, here to have a real Muhammad today, you know. But for us, it should, that's, you know, there's a whole discussion in the various Svarim. What's in it for us, the message of Amalek? So this is it. Vayizanev Bacha. They want to knock you down, say you're not worth it. So we say, Kasha Yorim, that I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to believe in myself, and I'm going to act in a way, not Chas V'Sholom, in a gaivadik way, looking down on people, but L'chovel Tefaris, that I am a respectful person, therefore I don't speak in a certain way, and I don't look at things that are inappropriate on the computer, because I have dignity for myself. And therefore I won't do certain things, I won't look at certain things, because that's not dignity. And then if you have that attitude, is Kasher Yorim Moshe Yodo V'Gavar Yisrael. So that's the message that Parshas Tetzaveh comes together, Parshas Amalek, because it has to have the attitude V'Yikchu Eilecha, that we're brought up Lahalos Ner Tomid. It's a mala to go up, to have this Yisromimus, and that ultimately will bring our Nitzachon Kineged Amalek V'Kasher Yorim Moshe It's Yodo V'Gavar Yisrael.